Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com. I'm Milo, and we'll be here each and every week to help guide you with your successful marketing strategies for selling on the Internet. Every day, there are thousands that begin to sell on the Internet, and there are millions out there viewing and searching for items they want to purchase on the Internet. Our goal at Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program is to assist you in having your website rise above the others and to help you to increase your conversion rate, which in turn will increase your profitability. Over the next few weeks, we'll be walking you through web design and PPC, which is pay-per-click, SEO, all these fancy terms, search engine optimizing, outsourcing, good examples of sales letters and sales pages, AdSense, and many affiliate programs. We want to help you become successful, and our website will have items that will be proven to help you improve your website, such as ebooks, e-lessons, videos, courses, and much more, all to help you design and develop a profitable website. All at milosinternetmarketing.com. Today's topics, we're going to cover a number of things. What you need to know to make money on the website, that's of course our main goal. How to increase traffic to your website, that's what you need to do if you're going to have conversion rates and make a profit. Keywords, using keywords to get high rankings on the various search engines. Using AdSense to make you passive money from your website. What about a blog? The ways that blogging can bring traffic and money to your website, and what you need to know to run an effective email campaign, and some special hot tips for email marketers. Then we'll have a section called Ask Andy, where our guest Andy will answer questions concerning technical items, not specific questions about computer repair, although that's what he does, but more general questions and what's a good type of computer to purchase. What you need on that computer, questions about viruses and downloading and uploading and things of that nature. Well, we're here to help you, and Andy's here to help you in the technical area. So we'll have Andy a little bit later, and he'll talk about Conficker, which is that new web virus that's out there. It's been out there since October, November, and it's just kind of sitting there dormant right now. If you have a question for us, especially for Andy, his email address is askandyaquestion@AOL.com. Again, askandyaquestion@AOL.com. If you have an idea of something you'd like us to cover on our radio program here at TalkZone, it's milostalkzone@AOL.com. Again, milostalkzone@AOL.com. And then, as I said, the last portion of each program will be for newbies, those new to internet marketing, and those who are just beginning to get their feet wet. Today we have some great tips for newbies, so stay tuned, and you won't want to, you know, you don't have to be a newbie to listen, because everybody learns from everybody else. There's so many things on the Internet that we can't know everything, we can't learn everything, we can't be excellent at everything, and we'll spend some weeks talking about outsourcing. That's probably an important thing to get yourself going. So you can't know everything, but sometimes a little basic, fundamental back to basics is very important. So please, again, milostalkzone@AOL.com or questions for Andy, askandyaquestion@AOL.com. Or you can go to the website and there's a button there that says Ask Andy. Just click on that. Again, we're here to help you with your internet needs. What we'd like to look at first is making money on the web. And, of course, that's what everybody wants to do and that's what everybody hopes to do. There are plenty of opportunities for making money on the internet. You can do this for something on the side. Maybe you have a full-time job and want to make some extra money. It depends on how much time you want to commit. It's not easy, contrary to what you read and hear and people try to sell you on the Internet. Oh, you spend 2 hours a day, and after that you're making millions, you have a house and riverboats and everything else. But it's not the way it works. It takes time and energy. Nothing that you can't do, nothing that nobody else can do. It's something very simple, but you just have to put your time and effort into that. The first opportunity and the most potential for earning big bucks is by turning yourself into internet salespeople. unlike salespeople of the physical world, you don't have to go around the community, which is great. You don't have to be sweating, huffing, puffing, and talking to everybody, getting a sore throat. All you need to do is choose a form of internet marketing that you think you can be good at. And once you do make that choice, exhaust all the possibilities until you get very positive results. Nothing good comes out of something half-baked. It only takes a little more to go first class, and that's what I suggest you do. And that's what we're going to cover over the next several months on MilosTalkZone.com to really get an idea of how to get your internet business flowing. A fast way to earn a commission is by affiliating yourself with major vendor sites. That means you sell their products. Now, a lot of us want our own product to sell, but some of us don't have a product to sell. So you can sell other people's product, which is very simply. Basically, you promote the vendor site and their products on your own website or in articles that you write or submit to eZines. eZine is an electronic magazine. You will need to place links onto your website or into the articles that will lead to the site that you want the product to sell. If you decide to go into affiliate marketing, you will also need to learn how to compose search engine optimized articles. They are what will help you get visitors to your website. Then there are some fast money make programs which you have to pay for before you can join. Be careful of those. They promise you everything. For $29.95, you're going to be a millionaire in 6 weeks. Be careful of those. We're going to help you over the next couple months to develop your program and to get it started and have success with the program. That's our goal, to help you have success. If you have success, then we have success. Important thing you need to have, of course, is web traffic. If you don't get people visiting your site, you're not going to sell anything. So you have to have traffic. We're going to spend a little bit of time now talking about traffic. The best way to get traffic to your website is to be at the top of the result page of a search engine. Since there could only be one at the top of every search query, you being there is next to impossible because there are millions of sites. If you type in auto repair, you're going to find 850,000 sites that appear. How are you going to get number one? Well, that's what we're going to be working on over the next several weeks and months. Just time in any item, and you can check to see how many sites have been searched and located for that time. Type in the item, and you'll be surprised at how many sites come up. However, that doesn't mean you shouldn't strive to be part of the top of the result page. It's very difficult to get number one because there's so many items. A good way to rise through the rankings of search results is by having an article in each page of your website that contains words that sell the product that you want to sell. This article should contain keywords and relevant content about your website or your product. And we'll talk more about keywords a little bit later. We're just trying to give you a broad overview in this first program to get an idea of what we're going to look at over the number of years and weeks and months. Link exchange programs are like a chamber of commerce. By being part of a link exchange program, you agree to display the link of other partner sites on your website. It's a partnership. The links that will be placed on your website are those links that lead to other websites that are in the same category as your website. For example, if you have a gaming website, then most of your links will be about other gaming sites as well. In return for placing their links on your site, they will reciprocate by placing a link on their web page to your site. Now, this does increase traffic to your site. How? Well, if in a search query one of your partner sites shows up but yours does not, the searcher is redirected to that site. If your partner site does not have the product or idea that you want, then the researcher will probably link on the link to your partner site. Now, I know that sounds confusing, but they're going to click to you because that's the item that they want, even though they're on somebody else's website. There's no guarantee, of course, that that link will be yours, but it gives you a chance. In other words, it's free advertising out there to send people back to your website to help increase your traffic. Banner exchange is another way. you bring up a web page and you'll see all kinds of banners on some web pages. This is an exchange that makes you need more space to accommodate the website banners. If you are obsessive when it comes to the cosmetics of your website, you probably won't want this one. With so many banners flying around, you don't want to begin to look like the League of Nations. But e-zines are electronics magazines that are on the web. You go to the store, you look at, say, Borders, and you look at all the magazines there. Well, they have the same amount of magazines, although they're called e-zines, on the Internet. You type in your weightlifting. You type that in, you'll find all the different e-zine articles, electronic magazine articles that are out there for bodybuilding. A good way to find a niche is to search to see how many magazines or e-zines are for any item you want to sell. Again, let's go back to bodybuilding. You want to sell something in the area of bodybuilding. What you need to do is look at the newsstand to see how many articles and magazines are there. Then you want to go to the Internet and see how many electronic magazines there are. If there's hundreds and hundreds of magazines, maybe it's a good place, maybe it's not. That means a lot of things are being sold, but it also means the much bigger pot of people trying to sell. If you want to find the topic that doesn't have as many items, maybe three or four magazines or three or four e-zines, then that might be a better fit for you, because what that does is say, well, there's a need out there, but it's not as large as the other. So it's the idea you want to be a big fish in a small market or a small fish in a big market. E-zine article writing is a good way to do. If you have a topic, weightlifting, bodybuilding, surfing, on whatever, write an article about that. Those are good ways to get your information out there. E-zine article writing and newsletters is easy to do. It brings traffic in your direction. You write articles to saturate the web, and inside that article that you write, there's links to your website. And having all those articles around is much like having many websites scattered all over the strategic places. With these articles, you can also give the reader an option to subscribe to your newsletters. And if they accept, then they are right there at the front door, ready to make a sales pitch, which, of course, is in emails at this point. So you really want to look at your topic. You want to see your niche. Is that a niche that you want to do? And then you got to brand yourself and become the expert in it. Maybe you've never done that before, but read up, learn about it yourself, and then you become the expert. Keywords. It all kind of revolves down to the point of keywords. You want your website to be up at the top of the list on Google, Yahoo, whatever the search engine is. That's where you want it to be, but it's hard to get there. What gets you there are the keywords, having the right words so when the search engine goes out and searches for the word that somebody is looking for, they find your website. These days, our needs for knowledge, information, and everyday necessities and novelty materials can be found just with one click on the Internet website. It's no surprise that people prefer to surf the net rather than to go to the library, you know. You hear youngsters say, now, what's a card catalog? We all went through card catalogs. You know, they look at you like you got six heads. They don't know what you're talking about. Or you might go to a shopping center and look for things to buy. But you can find that all in your house, in front of your computer, whatever you want to purchase. This has sparked a revolution in Internet marketing strategies. Webmasters of vendor sites compete with each other to place their websites in the top 10 search results of what you search. In other words, when you search a topic, there's about 10, 15 things that'll come up on Google or Yahoo, whatever it is, and you want to be in that list. If you're not, nobody's going to see it, because it's that instantaneous gratification idea. If you're not there, well, they don't want you to, they're not going to find you. You're not going to be buried. If you're 3,612 from the top, people aren't going to find you. Now, at the top, of course, on any Google site, you'll see some areas that are a little yellowed out, sometimes gray, sometimes yellow, sometimes different colors. But those are paid advertisements. People pay to get on there. And on the right-hand side, there are also some pay to get your item up there. You can do that, get yourself at the top, but but you got to have money in the pocket to do that. If you don't, you can still use keywords and use other things that get your name up at the top. And we'll talk about blogging later. A lot of people, there's a lot of blogging going on. It's the in thing to do. And the reason for that is search engines, for some reason, can find things on blogs faster than they can on websites. So when it goes out, if you have a couple different blogs out there with your name embedded in there, you got a much better chance of coming higher on the list on the search engines. The other thing, Wikipedia. If you can get yourself on Wikipedia, you got it made, because there's so many links on there that it just, the more links you have, the higher you're going to score in a search engine, the higher you will be on the page, and that's where you want to be. Also, you want your keywords to be the exact item of what you're selling, if you can. If you're lucky enough, that's why when Internet first came out for a number of years, people would buy up domain names, McDonald's. You know, somebody would buy that, and then they'd, for $9.95, and then sell it for $10,000 back to McDonald's so they could use. Because the search engine first finds those websites. So if you type in the word McDonald's, McDonald's is going to come up on the top, because you're going to get ever thousands of different types of McDonald's. But the first thing Google does is checks the web domain names, and that's where you come up highest. You don't often get the domain name you want because so many are taken. Now, the first results that come out of a search engine is usually the website that contains the most similar number of keywords in the exact same order as a search. So when you type something in, you want to be sure to have an idea of what you're trying to sell. If I type in DIY Wi-Fi antenna, I want to find out some about my wireless antennas. For my search string, the search engine will look for the exact same words and the same placement. I'm going to get a lot of different things. If I type in the word ask, just type in the word ask, the first thing that's going to pop up is Ask Jeeves, which is changed from Ask Jeeves to ask, because that's what it searches for. The other thing that's kind of neat about the engines is you can have a derivative of that name. If you type A-S-K-E-D, it's still going to come up with ask, because it takes the first part of that. So to be able to fully utilize your website potential as a top search result item, you need to point to your website, you need to point it towards the product or idea you want to promote. If you cannot have the .com name you want, try to find some keywords to optimize that selection. And I know a lot of this is just thrown at you, and it's confusing for some not, but we'll go over keywords later on. There's many ways of getting the keywords. You don't need to spend money to consult a private enterprise to tell you which keywords to use. All you have to do is to think about your product or your idea, and think of how would you look for it if you were going to purchase it on the Internet. So think of your item, how would you search for it, use that as your keywords, or use that as your search, as your domain name if you can. There are a lot of keyword search websites and software that will search it for you. But if you do a little work on your own, you're actually going to do a better job, because you know your product, and you know what you want to do, and you're sure that you'll get the research and the item and the listing that you want. We need to take a break, so stay tuned for much more on Milo's Internet Marketing Radio program on TalkZone.com.